You're listening to The Bob Duco Show, fearlessly defending the faith with you every day. You folks know how I love apologetics and talking apologetics on the show. And yes, I know a lot of you have my apologetics series, Top 10 Proofs. And as I said many times, my faith as a Christian is not dependent upon science, logic, history, and intellectual reasoning, but it is backed up by these things. But how do we handle some of the really tough issues in Scripture? And how is it that Christians have gotten so clueless to what it actually really says in the Bible on so many different issues? We're going to explore all this now with Dr. Jeremiah Johnston. He is a New Testament scholar, a Christian apologist, who's founder and president of the Christian Thinkers Society, associate professor of early Christianity in the School of Christian Thought at Houston Baptist University, and author of this. We're going to talk about this issue with him right now. Why is it that so many Christians are biblically illiterate? And again, you go to his website, christianthinkers.com. Jeremiah Johnston joins us now. Dr. Johnston, thanks for being with us today.
Bob, it's great to be with you. I give you warm greetings from Houston, Texas.
Oh, thank you, sir. Hey, you guys still you're still mopping up the blood from last night?
We are. Can you believe that? I mean, there was blood everywhere.
You know, it's full contact debate. I'm telling
that's right.
You, that's the way that it's done. It was remarkable to watch, though. Let's talk about biblical illiteracy, if we could. I was making a joke earlier that maybe we could have Donald Trump come on and share with us from 2 Corinthians. You know, it used to be, Doctor, that the standing joke about biblical illiteracy was God helps those who help themselves, and cleanliness is next to godliness, and some of these little cultural cliches that people think is in the Bible that's not. And, you know, there's almost a little bit of harmless fun we can have with stuff like that. But these days, biblical illiteracy has crossed in so many different areas. There isn't really a hell. All spiritual paths lead to God. Jesus was really all about tolerance and welcoming of all lifestyles. The God of the Old Testament was a mean, cruel God, but the Jesus of the New Testament is different and all about warm and fuzzy. People are rewriting Scripture to fit their own sensibilities, and it's in areas of basic doctrine and tenets of Christian faith, and so it's not cute anymore. So talk to how serious this has become, if you would.
Well, Bob, and you know this with your scholarship, your expertise, all the resources you've put together, and I'm sure all the churches you've spoken in, the problem that we have today is really a leadership issue in that most pastors are not teaching the Word of God. They're not rightly dividing the truth, and I'm speaking as a pastor to pastors, so we really need to begin there. And that's why what I do at Christian Thinker Society, I've actually added pastors to our mission. Our mission was inspiring Christians to become thinkers and thinkers to become Christian. Well, we've actually added pastors, Bob, inspiring Christians and pastors to become thinkers and thinkers to become Christian. I mean, this is an acute problem. I used to be a professor in Canada in the province of Nova Scotia at Acadia University, and I was teaching primarily graduate students, Bob. And these were graduate students in the ministry, and I would do an entrance test with my students in Canada who preached the Sermon on the Mount. And the number one answer was Billy Graham. And I had to explain that, no, if you read Matthew 5, 6, and 7, it is not Billy Graham who preaches the Sermon on the Mount. And really, this is something that is pervasive now in the Christian church. I pastored for 12 years, and I was attending a church growth conference, you know, those conferences that are so popular to attend. I was in Atlanta, Georgia. If I said the name of the pastor, Bob, you would immediately recognize it. I'll leave him nameless. And he stood up, 4,000 of us in attendance, and said, "I don't preach the Bible verse by verse. That's boring." And I have to tell you, I stood up and I walked out, because as a Bible scholar, as a historian, as someone who studies how the New Testament exhibits verisimilitude with the first century world of Jesus, when we study all the evidences that undergird our faith, as you pointed out in the intro, I mean, here's what Christians need to know. You can know more about the Christian faith today than many of the great heroes who have gone home before you to heaven. You can know more about Christianity today than Augustine. You can know more about Christianity than Charles Spurgeon. Why? Because there are so many evidences now, thanks to the science of biblical archaeology and what we know of Christian artifacts and what we know about the manuscript studies and the wealth of the really the embarrassment of riches we have when it looks at manuscript attestation of the New Testament. And so there's so much we can know, Bob, and the problem is, as I pointed out in my recent Fox News article, when you talk about the scriptures today, because there is this dearth of Bible knowledge, most people will not even realize if the Bible is being taken advantage of, if people are vandalizing the Bible, stripping it down, tearing it apart. 95% of the people won't even know it's happening.
No, I know. And by the way, I have to tell you, when you were telling the thing about Sermon on the Mount, people think it was Billy Graham. It reminded me of one thing. I speak in a lot of churches, and there was one church I was talking about biblical illiteracy. This is a few years ago. I haven't done this anymore. They haven't been. I haven't been invited back. I don't know why. I opened it up by asking. My first thing I said, everybody get out your Bible. I said, I need everybody to turn to 2 Hezekiah for me, if you would. And I said it real serious, and then as I'm hearing pages flipping everywhere, and I said, that's right after 1 Hezekiah, everybody, and I was just waiting, and then, of course, you know, it's like nobody really likes getting caught on the carpet like that, but it went into a talk about biblical illiteracy, and so, no, it's I'll tell you, it's a serious issue. Listen, Doctor, hang on just a moment. I'll pick it up from there in a couple of minutes. More with Dr. Jeremiah Johnston. We're having a discussion, folks, about why so many Christians are biblically illiterate, and I would encourage you, go to the Christian Thinkers Society on the web at christianthinkers.com, and more a couple minutes from now here on the Bob Duco Show. You're listening to the Bob Duco Show, fearlessly defending the faith with you every day, continuing our discussion with New Testament scholar and apologist Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, founder and president of Christian Thinkers Society, and talking about biblical illiteracy. You know, Doctor, as you were talking about including pastors in the discussion that you have and your effort here toward biblical literacy, I just got to share with you something that I've shared with my audience before. I've been sitting behind this microphone now. This is my 16th year with Crawford Broadcasting. And I remember, I'm reflecting back, 16 years ago when I came here, we do a lot of debates on the show. I'm an apologist, and so you do a lot of debates. And so I've debated over the years Richard Dawkins, Dan Barker, Christopher Hitchens, Daniel Dennett, American Atheist. I mean, you name it, all these people. But I've debated evolutionary scientists, the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, gay groups, Islamic scholars. I mean, you name it. And we still do these debates now. But I got to tell you something. Today, 15, 16 years later, more than half, probably over two-thirds now, of every debate that I have are with pastors, theologians, Bible scholars, Christian authors, because we end up getting into some of the heretical teachings that they give and that they're buying into, that it's not the disputable issues anymore. I mean, I remember the good old days when we could agree to disagree on things like eschatology and, you know, gifts of the Spirit today or not or whatever. But now the basic tenets of faith are kind of going out the window with theologians and Bible scholars, let alone a lot of pastors. What's all that about?
Well, in what we're doing for the benefit of our audience, we're not talking about those that have just come to faith in Jesus. I mean, all of us, when we first begin following Jesus, I mean, Job is Job and Psalms is Psalms. So we're talking about, though, when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, the priesthood of the believer says that we should begin to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And included in that growth is a love for God's Word and understanding more about theology, the person of Jesus Christ, who we are, our Christian identity, reading the Christian Constitution that is the book of Romans. And so that's what we're discussing. And so there should be growth in our life. And Bob, you and I, we are just simply doing what any leader does. We're accurately describing the reality of the world around us. And when you look at the statistics, I mean, they are stark. I mean, what troubles me is not just the ignorance of the Bible that's pervasive in most churches. I mean, if you I speak, Bob, in a fair share of churches myself, and I'm amazed how many people don't bring the Bible with them to church anymore. Now, I get it. You know, I have an iPhone. I have 50 Bibles on my iPhone. But do you remember the days when the pastor would stand up and ask people to turn to a scripture passage, and you would hear the waves of Bible pages fluttering throughout the auditorium? Yeah. We don't hear that anymore. And here's the problem. Talking to millennials, I'm a millennial. If the trends continue, We are one generation away from out-and-out heresy. That's the problem. And so it's not just the ignorance of the Bible. It's also the frequent misrepresentation of the Bible's message. And that's what you're talking about, Bob. People that vandalize the Bible, people that are splitting the split end. We're not agreeing to disagree on, you know, we're not agreeing on the essentials. We're getting lost in all the offshoot things that divide us, that the enemy wants to divide us. And, I mean, I just filmed with a missiologist, Bob, and he said by 2025, if the trend doesn't change of the nuns and the duns in America, those who are none, have no religious affiliation, or they're done with religious affiliation, only 15% of Americans by 2025 will attend church with any type of regularity. And that's why programs like this one with you, Bob, we need more of you. I mean, this program is so essential because really you're filling a gap, a void that exists in the church today. Right or wrong, that's what it is. The church is not as strong as it once was. And so, you know, the job of the Christian apologist, and that's everybody who's listening to us now, not just a select few, is to be able to make sure that Christianity connects up well with the culture, the questions our culture's asking about the faith. And so we have to have the foundation of the Word of God to be able to do that accurately and effectively. And the good news is the evidence is on our side. I mean, the Christian faith is open to investigation. It's bolstered by overpowering evidence that has an explanatory power that changes people's lives. So we need people passionate that want to know this. And as leaders, we need to feed them the Word of God.
Right. Well, hang on a second, Doctor. We'll spend our last few minutes together next. More with Dr. Jeremiah Johnson. By the way, look for his book, Unanswered, A Lasting Truth for Trending Questions. Okay? It's a Whitaker House. And we're actually going to talk about some of those tough questions in our last few minutes together. Also, go to his website, ChristianThinkers.com. You are listening to The Bob Duco Show. You're listening to The Bob Duco Show. Spending the last few minutes with Christian apologist Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, author of the book Unanswered, Lasting Truth for Trending Questions. He's the founder of ChristianThinkers.com. Doctor, there are some tough questions and tough issues that a lot of people struggle with, and some of the things that so many people are getting interested in as well. And one of them I want to ask you about has to do with the paranormal. Now, in my apologetic series, you know, one of the most popular topics that I offer is a top 10 proofs explaining ghosts, UFOs, and the paranormal.
Oh, cool.
And it gets into so many of those things, and it's one of the most fascinating issues for my listeners to talk about. And it's amazing the demonic deception that exists out there, but mm-hmm. how many people, including Christians, are getting sucked
into this
magnetic vortex of interest into things paranormal. Talk about how serious and how insidious that really is.
Well, first, that's a great resource, Bob. Thank you for speaking to that issue, because this is one of the number one questions we get asked at our Christian Thinkers Society events, is the whole notion of the paranormal, which really has become the new normal. I mean, Bob, do you notice how we never hear about Satanism anymore? We never hear about the occult anymore. It's this new trendy term of the paranormal. And I studied extensively because, again, this was one of my top frequently asked questions. We've taken about 6,000 questions at our live events so far, and 71% of Americans, 71%, this is a Baylor religion study that just came out a couple of years ago, claim that they personally have had a paranormal experience. And here's what our audience needs to understand. A lot of people think that the paranormal, that's just something for those on the fringes of society, you know, uneducated country bumpkin over there. Well, no, not really. The studies show that the more education one has, the more likely you are to believe in all kinds, all manner of paranormal experiences. And isn't this what the scripture said, Bob, in 2 Timothy 3:13, that evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived? We're told that demonic activity will increase as we get closer and closer to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And as Christians, we need to not get trapped in it, because once you open the door to that paranormal world, it is a slippery slope and it's hard to close. And here's the problem. When we couple biblical illiteracy, what we were talking about in the earlier segment, with the lies of the paranormal world, and they sound so Christian, by the way. The paranormal teaches this false gospel. It makes promises it can't keep, promises to help you find wisdom about a tough decision in your life. When, guess what? All of those things are found in the Word of God and the community of a Christian church. And yet many Christians, as you rightly point out, Bob, they're going to these psychics. And I mean, it almost became funny in my research. I mean, there's over 300 registered psychics, and there is such an organization in the United States, over 300 who claim to be ordained Christian psychics. So you're not just seeing any old necromancer, you're seeing an ordained Christian necromancer. So thus all the confusion.
Oh, I know. And they're trying to blend and harmonize them. And I'll tell you, a few years ago, I can't remember when this was exactly, but somebody sent me an email asking me, what's my opinion of Christian Wicca? Right? I'm like, what in the world? And so I decided to do a Google search on Christian Wicca, and there were like tens of thousands of pages devoted specifically to that. And so, of course, I told my producer, go to the top one, find the biggest organization, some Christian Wicca dot, you know, whatever, and have this so-called Christian priestess of Wicca come on and debate me for an hour. And we just, but yeah, whether it's that, the psychic kind of stuff that you're talking about, I got people buying into that, well, this is a gift that God has given people, and it's used for good purposes and such, and they're getting into astrology and energy healings and crystals and just a whole bunch of, and it's like, don't you get it? It's so clearly obvious that the devil is a deceiver. He doesn't want you making it about Satan necessarily, because he doesn't care about that. All he cares about is, can he lure you into his trap and away from God, and whatever kind of tools he can use to make it look benign or neutral or third party, he's going to do.
That's right. I mean, and remember what John told the church in 1 John 4:1, my brothers and sisters, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether or not they are from God. And that's the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit, Bob, doesn't need any help. The Holy Spirit doesn't need Wiccan. Right. The Holy Spirit doesn't need any of this paranormal garbage that's out there. And the problem is, a lot of people think it's funny, it's interesting, so they dabble in it, and then they get overpowered by it. And remember, Jack Lewis became a household name during World War II, C.S. Lewis in the United States, by publishing these 31 letters called the Screwtape Letters. And in his preface, he points out that there's two equal and opposite errors. One is to completely ignore the demonic world, but the other one is to have this weird fascination, this attraction, almost addiction to it. And so we want to make sure we don't fall in either camp, and we want to look to Jesus, who is our example, the real Jesus, who can, only he can set us free. Only he can give us wisdom. Only in Jesus can I experience the lasting peace. That's what the kingdom of heaven is all about, ending the kingdom of Satan. I love what he said in Greek to Satan, telos eki. He said, your kingdom is coming to an end, and that's the kingdom of heaven. That's the kingdom I want to be in.
Folks, go to website christianthinkers.com. Look for the book Unanswered, Lasting Truth for Trending Questions. It's Whitaker House Publishing. By the way, Doctor, where's the best place for people to get Unanswered?
Amazon or their local Lifeway store. There's 186 of them around North America, or Amazon. Those are the two easiest places to get it. And Bob, I'm so honored to be on your program. I really appreciate your strong voice for the Lord.
No, hey, look, I appreciate yours, and we need as many voices out there as possible, standing firm in this tornado of false teaching that's going on. So now that we've effectively poured syrup all over each other's pancakes, I appreciate I appreciate what you do, Doctor, seriously. And thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.